A group of dedicated historians and preservationists are working to educate the public and protect downtown Boise's historic architecture. The group Preservation Idaho formed back in 1972 and was then known as the Friends of Old Buildings. For the past 12 years, they've offered neighborhood architecture walks. The desire for more walking tours has turned into a walkabout Boise tour offered every Saturday and looks at the history of downtown Boise through its buildings. Amy Pence Brown is one of the historians that gives the tours each week, and she met our Samantha Wright in downtown Boise.
We'll talk about over 30 buildings that tell the story of the history of Boise and tell the story of people and immigrants and what was important as a community, what was important as a business owner and that sort of thing, using our built environment as the sort of living history examples. So we walk about a mile loop in about an hour and a half to tell that story, starting here in the Basque Block.
So you're really using these buildings to give a lot of history of Boise.
Yes. Yes. I think that our architecture is such a great living art form that we don't often think about. You know, we may, for example, go to Bar Guernica and have some of the best croquetas in town and some beer and love it for that, but not think much beyond, you know, the history of the building and what stood here before. And I think that that is such an important part of what we do at Preservation Idaho. It's such an important part of advocacy, is education. And we walk by these buildings, you know, hundreds of times, or drive right by them, or sit there and eat food at them and never really are aware about those stories. And so we are glad to tell them.
And it sounds like you've got a story for practically every building, or you've done a lot of research. I assume you've done a lot of research, have you?
Yes. Yeah, we have a great team of people. We hired an architectural historian to help us write this tour, Walkabout Boise Tour, and the research. We have, right now, a little staff of 7 of us that give Walkabout Boise Tours. So we have a long history of expertise in the tour guides. We could literally walk all day and talk for hours about every single building we pass in this mile loop, but of course we had to cut it to 30 to make it only an hour and a half and palatable for people to comprehend. So we do walk by a lot of structures that we could tell stories about. We love when our guests ask questions as we're walking about, what about this building? What about this building? And that happens a lot, but we unfortunately don't get to talk about all of them.
How do people react when you take them out and start showing them buildings that they've walked by every day and maybe they learn something new? How are they responding to that?
They are so excited and so surprised and shocked. And they love to share their stories, which is such an important part of documenting history. I think, especially here in Idaho, we don't have a lot of documentation or historic resources. We have the Idaho State Historical Archives and Library, you know, the Boise Public Library, BSU Special Collections, a few great places like the Basque Museum's collections here that have journals and photographs and oral histories and things like that. But we have some maps, a few old maps, but most of our history, or the best history, I think, comes from the stories that people tell. And so we've had people come on Walkabout Boise who are like 65 years old, have been born and raised here, and know so much about Boise and claim to know so much and be completely shocked by stories we tell them that they never knew. But then at the same time, we'll get to the next building and they'll add such an interesting memory. You know, they'll tell me a story about what used to be there, going to church, you know, in the old Turnfer Ryan Hall when it was an Adventist church, or, you know, some great story that just adds an interesting element to it.
So I'm guessing the ultimate goal of this is it to get people more interested in their city and in their history and in preserving what's left?
Yes. Ultimately, I think education is our most valuable tool in advocacy for all things, but preservation definitely. So by educating people, you know, people can't care about or save something that they know nothing about. So by educating them and telling them, you know, why it's important, and architecturally and historically, and maybe because someone important lived there or a group of people lived there, or it's the only kind of structure like this in the whole state, or other details about it, that if something should ever happen where the buildings are slated for demolition or bought by a developer who wants to tear it down, then the more people we have that are knowledgeable about the structure and its history and care about it, the more chance we have of making a difference and saving things.
That's Amy Pence Brown speaking with our Samantha Wright. Amy is with Preservation Idaho. Walkabout Boise tours are held every Saturday morning through October. And for an audio snapshot of the hidden history of one downtown Boise building where German immigrants actually got together to drink beer, of course, but also do gymnastics and talk politics, you can visit our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.